Hey everyone, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. In 2017, decided to leave my day job in order to focus on financial freedom and help other people build financial intelligence and financial freedom themselves. If you want to learn more about how you can learn about your financial freedom number, download our free cheat sheet today. It's totally free. It's 3 pages. You can't lose. Just go check it out. Download it. Sit down with your partner, spouse, whatever. Go through your numbers to figure out how many rental properties it would take for you to achieve financial freedom. It's super simple. So go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. And download it today. On today's show, I want to talk about real estate agents. A bit of news. You know, we like to follow the news trends here on the show. An interesting piece this week about real estate agents and the future of real estate with fewer agents altogether. You know, now I'm not slamming real estate agents at all. You know, you have to, if you're an investor and you're working with real estate agents, they're really hard to find real estate agents that understand investing. They mostly just cater to the retail market. It's very, very difficult to find good agents that know what they're doing when it comes to finding, you know, sort of off-market properties. And then, all right, that one's going to need $25,000 worth of work and you know, all of those pieces, right? Real estate agents most oftentimes are just, you know, want to show a house that's been totally renovated and have got burning incense candles and, you know, cookies in the oven and want to do open houses and those types of things. And that's typical in the real estate market. I mean, that's typical for real estate agents, and that's mostly what they cater to. In fact, the data in this piece actually bear that out, that most real estate agents are really focused on the upper end home market, sort of the luxury market. So they're not dealing with fixer-uppers. They're not dealing with flippers and those types of things. They're actually dealing with $1 million homes. And you know, that's the bulk of their income, actually, according to the data. But there is new data suggesting that real estate agents are going to be dwindling significantly because, let's be honest, according to this piece, data continues to take on a more important role for consumers. And there's plenty of websites now and emerging websites where people are able to just list their home without even having to deal with a real estate agent. It's almost like buying a car now. You see all these commercials, you know, where people can just like go on the internet and just buy a car. They don't need to go to a, you know, deal with a used car salesman and feel that push from somebody trying to push them into a certain car or not. They kind of know what they want already. And that's how it is with the real estate market. It's kind of a dying art form. I don't know anything about this town. I'm going to call up our local real estate agent. Can you tell me about this town? Look, most people are, you know, before they're getting transferred for a job, they've already figured out, they've been online. They know what downtown Dayton, Ohio looks like because they're getting transferred there for a job, right? They know what the schools are because they've done research for their kids that now are going to have to move because they're getting a job transfer. They're not relying on real estate agents. You know, my dad was a real estate agent. And, you know, in the early 80s, when there, you know, no internet, people would call him and he'd give them sort of demographic data about the town where people were trying to move to. And he'd help them understand what the local schools were like. And he'd help them connect with the local utility companies to get their electricity and their water turned on for the property. Now you don't need any of that. You really don't. I believe there is real power in having real estate agents. So I'm not happy about this. You know, certainly listing your home when we moved not too long ago, we hired a real estate agent and to list and show our home to do open houses and those types of things. So there is a real need for real estate agents for that regard, I believe, right? To kind of paint a picture and tell the story of a house in a neighborhood, if they understand what's happening in that neighborhood, those sort of boots on the ground are always going to be better than some website. Always, 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 right? Because oftentimes a lot of websites are old data or they're just not up with the current trends in town. And maybe the real estate agent has an in with the local council meetings or local library and knows what's happening in the city, right? Knows that a new park is going to be built here in the next few months. Maybe the internet doesn't tell you any of that information. So I'm a little sad about this, but the data does, you know, what we are seeing in this piece specifically is that it's hard to tell which disruptions are going to succeed here and which will fall by the wayside. But the president of Realty Executives, which is an international brokerage franchise in Phoenix, he says that consumers are never going to give up on the information and the transparency that they now have at their fingertips, you know, on the internet. He says it's going to take on an even more and more prominent role for consumers who are looking for transparency in their market. But since that transparency and the availability of this information have become vital to the home buying process, we now see websites like Zillow and Trulia and those types of places popping up where they're now going to be like listing houses for people, where they're going to be able to do it for you so that people can make purchases online and handle it all through sort of an iBuyer's perspective using this like iBuyer's platform. So Opendoor, OfferPad, Zillow has their instant offers. You're available to purchase properties with cash on a large scale and then like flip them for a profit. That means homeowners will likely receive an offer for less money than they could if they got their listed property with an agent. So that's the thing, right? So if you list it with a real estate agent, you're probably going to get more money. But if you just throw it up on a website, think of like putting it up on Craigslist, it's almost like listing a car on the internet, right? You're probably just going to get less money. You're going to get less money than if you face-to-face met with a person who's interested in buying your car. That's just the way it is. So you want to make less money, throw it up on the internet, basically. But you know, hey, the flip side of this is that they're going to have a quick sale. No need to make updates to the house and all of that sort of stuff. And they don't have to deal with, you know, listing it with a real estate agent. So there's a lot of shifts coming, you know, and agents really aren't needed in the same way for a lot of those transactions. So it's hard to see what's going to happen. You know, real estate agents made less money last year, year over year. It's down. The average gross income for a realtor was $39,000 last year. That's down from $42,000 the year before. So they're not making a lot of money. I mean, it's really focused on the luxury market at most. So agents that are not representing those high-end clients, they've got to start specializing, man. They've got to start focusing on maybe helping investors or getting into niche markets. So that imagine, you know, someone's interested in buying raw land for billboards or something like that. You have the opportunity as a real estate agent, if you're listening, to really niche down and to do something unique that caters to a certain segment of the investing population. So if you're a real estate agent listening right now, you might want to go to your local real estate meetup groups and kind of pick the brains of those people in the room and find out what are their needs. You know, are a lot of people in there looking for, you know, sort of mid-range properties that they can buy and then put $100,000 worth of rehab into it and flip it? You know, are there a bunch of flippers there that need those types of properties? Well, why don't you then, you know, specialize and niche into that? Or maybe there's a lot of people who are looking for raw land because they want to build self-storage facilities or they want to build some commercial warehouses, you know, niche into raw land for commercial, right? You could really niche down into these certain areas and segment yourself in a way that's really powerful because you're going to have to, quite honestly, unless you're in that luxury market space, you know, it looks like real estate agents are going to be suffering some big time. So there you go. That's what's happening. You know, look, my wife's a real estate agent. You know, we have a lot of real estate agent friends. Just telling you, this is what's happening, right? People don't want to have to deal with the hassle of this. And quite often, a lot of these real estate agents are just sort of behind the times. They're behind the times. But there you go. That's what's happening. Thank you so much for subscribing to the show. We love to give you the news updates here as they pop into our world and keep you fresh, keep you up on what's going on out there in the world of real estate investing. Now, I want you to go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, even if you have to do it yourself. It's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.